It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Someday, I will be wrong. Today is not that day. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. We did it. You did it. We did it. We knew it. We got it. We won. Congratulations to you. Thank you. And thank you for standing in line. If you're somebody who is unhappy today, all I can tell you is next time when I tell you what's going to happen, pay attention and listen to me because I know what I'm talking about here. It was great. What a night. Holy cow. None of us have slept. None of us. I know we're all running on fumes here. I'm seeing things. That's how tired I am. I'm literally seeing things. I believe I heard a rumor that President Trump called into my show last night. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't even remember it. But apparently that happened. And it made all kinds of news as well. It's the only show he called into, apparently. But so look, here's the deal. Last night was an epic, historic comeback for a good man who was pushed out and shoved out of office by the deep state who did not want him to be president. And he overcame prosecutions, assassination attempts, and he overcame 2 impeachments, the deep state undermining him in his first term, getting him out of office, a pandemic, and then he's now, so this will be the official title, he is President-elect President Donald J. Trump. That'll be the official title because, like, I will always call Biden President Biden for the rest of his life. Donald Trump was always President Trump, but you know, some people insisted on calling him former, so I always called him former and future President Donald Trump. Well, now he's the President-elect of the United States of America, but this has only happened a couple times in history before where we've had the President-elect who was also a president. So in this case now, he will be President-elect President Donald Trump. And obviously, the transfer of power will be underway. The Democrats are going to try to invoke January 6th as much as they possibly can in their passive aggressive little ways. That's already starting. And it's going to be annoying. We're streaming live on YouTube, by the way, if you want to join in the fun. Chat away. This is take a victory lap. You've earned it. I mean, you've earned it. Look, I'll tell you something. This is really key. I knew he was going to win big. I did not want to say it was going to be a landslide because I didn't want anyone to take it for granted. But you know where I was going all week with this, and I kept saying, and what I said to Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer the other day was, I'm not so sure we're really going to be waiting that long to find out who won. And I kept saying, I think it's going to be decisive whoever wins, because I didn't want to jinx it or make anybody think that they were going to, we had this one in the bag and stay home. But I had to come up with a really good way to blunt the conspiracy theories that were going online in the week, like the days before the election, that were suggesting that it was rigged, that the machines had been rigged, that the Dominion software was already rigged. This one guy, Patrick Byrne, who is he was the head of Overstock. And I know I met him. He was actually on the show once a few years ago. shameful putting out this video suggesting that it was already rigged. The Obamas were controlling it and the machines were rigged and it was all going to go. And I was really worried about people believing that the Democrats had stolen this election and staying home. And what I was worried about last night in particular was that when President Trump tweeted out about cheating in Philly, I was worried that people were going to get out of line. So let me give you a little backstory in terms of where my thinking was last night. And the entire process of this election, what my goal was always to have Linda Kearns and Chairman Michael Whatley, Laura Trump, Eric Trump, come on and reassure you that this election was going to be fair. And the reason why was because for months I had people sending me notes and messages that they were going to steal it. No matter what, they were going to steal it. And I had this really bad feeling that people were not going to vote. That they were going to stay home and think the Democrats had this rigged and that was going to be the end of it. And I did not want to entertain any of those conspiracy theories. I didn't want to give them any oxygen. I didn't want to give them any light whatsoever. And when the president called in last night, if you notice, and I'll replay the call for you, but if you notice, I got him to... We got right into the stay in line stuff. I bypassed the whole idea of cheating out of Philadelphia because I didn't want him to go there and say anything that would make even a single person get out of line last night. The truth is, we knew that we won this thing at about 11 o'clock last night. We knew that we won the presidency. We knew that we won the Pennsylvania. We knew he was going to be president at about 11 o'clock last night. The media obviously was not calling it, but I don't think anyone expected the numbers to be the way that they are. I mean, in such an epic landslide of these kind of proportions, but with also the Senate and with also the House. So the landslide part does not surprise me in the least. It doesn't surprise me in the least. I never thought he was going to win blue states like New Jersey and New York or California, nor did I care. And I always said, you know, because I don't want to get anybody's hopes down, but I always said, oh, those are good for bragging rights. But I mean, in terms of the numbers, and looking at all this, but then to also get the Senate. And by the way, Dave McCormick won. It's just a matter of when the lesser Casey concedes. But we won that seat. We won everything in Pennsylvania last night. It was a complete sweep. We swept. It was a beautiful thing. You did it. And this is, I mean, so many people have worked hard. You heard Scott Pressler on with Dom. That guy is a hero, man. He's a freaking hero. Moving to Pennsylvania and going out there and knocking on doors and registering people and going to all these places and signing people up. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? But in the days leading up to the election, I was getting more of these conspiracy tweets from people about the machines being rigged and cheating and boxes and ballots. And I didn't want to entertain any of that crap on the air. I just didn't. Because I believed, I trusted Whatley and Laura Trump. I trusted the operation. And thank God, you know, thank God. And for all those months, people would say they're going to steal it. They're going to rig it. And I just kept saying, just vote, man. Just vote. Just do your part and vote. And don't worry about it. Let the lawyers figure the rest out. Just control what you can control. And you did in epic numbers. Epic. Now, I had somebody make a really great observation before regarding the 2020 election. And it was a really good hypothetical. They said, if the 2020 election was stolen, boy, did they really screw this one up. Because if Trump had just won in 2020, he would have been dealing with a pandemic, a Democrat Senate. He would have been dealing with all these things. And it may have been a second term that was very, very challenging for him. Whereas now he goes in as the comeback kid, literally. Actually, the comeback kid's a bad term for it. It's got to be bigger than that. And then this is the greatest comeback in political history. This is bigger than anything with Nixon. I mean, Nixon was peanuts compared to what they did to Trump. So, and Trump is now going to go in there with a mandate, an absolute mandate, an electoral and popular vote mandate, a Republican Senate and a Republican House. Wow. I mean, just think about that. And he's got all these ideas of what he wants to accomplish. And there are no Democrats in a position to stop him from getting his agenda done to make America great again. I mean, it really is an amazing moment in time. And I don't think anybody but Donald Trump could have pulled this off. I really don't. I don't think so. I think that, you know, I mean, the way the guy is just able to come back after they literally try to kill him. And when I say they, you know exactly who I'm talking about. The people that control everything, the cabal, the deep state, they have been trying to stop him from day one. I hope and pray that he has the full presidential package, including the military security that would be included with the national command authority of the president of the United States of America. I really do. I hope that. I really hope that. I hope that they're not waiting till January 21st for that, because that would be ridiculous. They should be protecting him right now as if he is the president of the United States of America and not the president-elect. I'm hopeful that that's going to be something that is done. I'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates about that a little bit later in the show. And Harris is going to concede, and we'll take that live for you. I've not taken any of her speeches live during this campaign season. I couldn't take her voice, honestly, but I will absolutely take this one live. She was the worst candidate in American political history. And the fact of the matter is this, and this is the lesson here for the Democrats. Until you guys stop being the party of elites, the elitists, and controlling everything and thinking that you're better than everybody, you're never going to win. You're not. You're just going to keep losing because you think you're better than us. It really is like a Seinfeld. You think you're better than us. And you mock us. You put us down. You look down on us. You make jokes about how stupid we all are. And, you know, you call us names. And but most importantly, the reason why you keep losing is you quashed your own movement. I mean, if Bernie Sanders had been allowed to organically run for president in 2016, had they not stopped him and put Hillary Clinton in? Who knows? Bernie Sanders may have beaten Donald Trump in 2016. I don't know. Who knows, right? If Bernie Sanders had been allowed to get the nomination in 2020 and they had not propped up Joe Biden, maybe it would be it'd be a much different story for them right now. And then obviously the Democrats putting in Kamala Harris, who never won the primary without having an actual primary, without even having a contested convention, just saying this is now your anointed choice. Well, that really, really took the steam out of a lot of Democrats' sails out there. And people on the grassroots of the party were ticked off about it. There are two people today who are very, very happy with the outcome of this election, who are Democrats. One is Joe Biden, and the other one is Josh Shapiro. Look, Joe Biden loves the fact that he can go down in history now as the only guy who, and I'm going to use air quotes here, beat Trump. I'm not so sure he did in 2020 based on the numbers from last night, but he will, that's what he'll say. He beat Trump, and that if they had not pushed him out, he would have done better. Maybe could have beat him again. That's what he'll say. He has been working to undermine her, and good for him. I don't blame him, because they shivved the old guy. They shoved him out the door. There was a deep state coup against him, and good for him for undermining and sabotaging her, because that's what it was. It was a coup against Joe Biden, orchestrated by Barack Obama. 100%. That's why they did that debate in June. Remember what I told you back then. So the only reason why I say someday I'll be wrong, but today is not that day. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm kind of bragging, I guess. Obviously, a little tiny bit piece of bragging, but mostly it's for you, because your time is valuable and precious. And so one thing in life you can never get back is your time. So whether you're listening to me live, you're listening on the podcast, either way, I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. Thank you. But since time is the most valuable thing, I want you to realize how your time is being well spent. So back in October of 2023, I predicted Biden would not be the nominee. And that when they did that debate in June, I predicted that that was a setup to get him out of the race. He was out of the race. It was a coup against Joe Biden, and good for Joe Biden for shivving it back to them and undermining her as much as he possibly could, which he did. But he didn't need to, because she was a terrible candidate. And then the other guy who is very, very happy today is Josh Shapiro, who's already running for president in 2028. Absolutely. Happy he wasn't picked. Happy he didn't have to turn them down. Happy he doesn't go down in a losing ticket. Because the question I got asked was, would it have changed anything if Josh Shapiro was on the ticket? No, absolutely not. It would not have changed a damn thing. This was Donald Trump ran an incredibly effective campaign. He ran a great race. It would have helped her in the sense that she would have had more of a shot in Pennsylvania. But it would not have changed the outcome. The outcome of this election was determined by Donald Trump's. The campaign was brilliant on message. The spots were great. The TV commercials were great. The radio spots were great. It was great. It was. And he was as disciplined as he gets. You know, this was Trump disciplined in this race. It was a masterful staying on message job about making America great. He was the hope and change candidate. He was the positive, optimistic candidate. He was the candidate for the future. Kamala Harris was the incumbent. And she did herself no favors on The View, turning around and saying, I wouldn't change a damn thing. Nothing comes to mind. She was just a terrible candidate. But Trump ran a really good race. And I don't want to take that away from him because, yes, multiple things can be true at the same time. She was a terrible candidate, but Trump ran a damn good race. And people look at this guy as being resilient. And a point that I've made over the years is that I think we all feel in some way, shape or form like the system is working against us. You know what I mean? In some way, shape or form, we all feel this like they are working against us. We saw it during COVID. We saw it with all various different things, whether it's Merrick Garland threatening moms at school board meetings or you having to fight with your school about your curriculum or kids in masks and whatever it is. Right. There's always a feeling of they are coming after me. And Trump's point about they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. And then it's just like they keep coming at the guy and he doesn't get knocked down. He just. You know, he stands strong and then puts his fist up in the air and says, fight, fight, fight. That iconic moment in American history, in my opinion, that day in Butler, that was it. That the election was over that day. I was texting with people that day and we were all saying the same thing. This is going to be a landslide for Donald Trump. But it was very important that I never say that. Because I don't need to come on and be like, oh, I called the exact number of electoral votes or anything. It's stupid. I don't need to do that. But the fear that I had going into this election day yesterday was twofold. One was overconfidence that people would not turn out or would not be willing to wait in line 4, 5, 6 hours. Like, he's got this. I'm leaving. Or they're going to cheat and steal it. It's rigged. So I'm not waiting in line. I'm leaving. Those are my two fears yesterday during the show. And when I said to you, look, there are scenarios that could unfold here, including the scenario of the shy Kamala voter, I wasn't lying to you about that. That was a scenario. I didn't really put a lot of stock into it, but it was a scenario that could have emerged and could have maybe given her a landslide if that was true. Obviously, it was not. But I didn't. But I want you to know, I never played any Jedi mind games or tricks or anything like that. That was a legitimate scenario of what the one thing that I said none of us could ever really predict and know, because the polls were BS. There was no data whatsoever. I said, could there be a scenario like that? Sure, because anything's possible in politics. But I told you on Monday, my gut says Trump. My gut says it's not going to be a long night. My gut says we're going to know, you know, we'll know relatively soon and that it's going to be decisive. And, you know, obviously it was. So your time is valuable and you invested in me in this show for 4 hours a day, every day, most days, sometimes not Fridays, but this Friday for sure will definitely be on the air. And I appreciate it. And I'm grateful. I just want you to know that. As far as Trump goes, speaking with him last night was an honor. Obviously, it was a real honor. And a friend of mine who works on the campaign said, you know, the boss likes you a lot. And that meant a lot to me. It really did. It meant a lot. I'll tell you something about Donald Trump, and this is the key thing about him. He is very loyal. He really is to his core. I don't understand all these people that have worked for him and then have turned on him and written books and spoken out and all these other things. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, I understand for their own personal ambition. I just think it was stupid. Like, Chris Christie's a great example of this. Chris Christie deciding to go down this never Trump lane. I don't know what the hell the guy was thinking. I always thought he was a very smart political strategist. I really did. I always thought Chris Christie was a very smart guy. I don't know what the hell he was thinking by deciding to go down this never Trump lane that he decided here and this anti-Trump thing. I don't get it. I saw it after January 6th with him. I figured he would come back at some point. He never did. He decided to double down on this. It was a bad strategy. And I don't understand these people that work for Trump and they're in the inner circle and then they wind up leaving and then they turn on the guy in such a way. So what I'm saying about Trump is that when you actually stand with him and you support him after everything he's been through, you know, I mean, he almost died. Like, they almost killed the guy, right? He does appreciate it. And he doesn't forget. He's very loyal in that respect and grateful. He truly is. I mean, he really is. He's grateful. Like he, when he says like last night and thanks everybody and says we're going to heal this country, he means it. He really does. He means it. He means it. Absolutely. As far as me and as far as the privilege and honor it's been to get to know him and to be part of his team over the years in various capacities, I was not involved in his campaign this time around. But look, in 2015, there was something about Donald Trump that I saw when I was alone with him, sitting across from him in his office on the 26th floor of Trump Tower, that I just thought, this guy's a legit guy. He's the real deal. You know, I liked him. I did. I liked him, and he was open to ideas. And it's wild. It really is. And when he called in last night, it felt very much like I was trying to give a pep talk to a friend. It really did. It was. I heard him. He sounded concerned. His voice sounded concerned. You know, and I wanted to just reassure him that he was going to win Pennsylvania, and I wanted to reassure him and say that without making anybody believe we had this thing in the bag. That was the goal of my conversation with him. And I told him what to do, to tell everybody to stay in line. And he listened the first time in his life to something that I told him to do, which is pretty amazing. No, it's not true. There are other things that I suggested to him over the years that he do that he took my advice on. But what a ride, though. It really is amazing for our show, for the Zeoli Army to be part of this. Really? I mean, think about it. You know, when the president of the United States of America, the future president of the United States of America, says you have a great show, you got a great audience, and he says you got a great show, I've listened to it several times. He's not lying. He has listened to the show many times. Remember, we've talked about this over the years. We've talked about how we've said things on the show that he's repeated in his speeches and things like that. We got to know. We were in with his team in a great way. And when he says you have an amazing audience, or the exact what exactly did he say, Matt? Do you remember? He says you have a great audience or amazing audience or
I don't remember the exact phrase, but
something
we have
the effect
the interview
of that.
If you want to play it later,
yeah, he means the Zeoli Army is what he's talking about, and that's pretty cool. If you're part of this, if you've been part of this from day one, or you're joining the show now, or you're new to this, that's pretty amazing. The president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, said last night he recognized the power of this audience. He called into one show last night. As far as we can tell, only one. This show. Because he understands the power. He knew that if we mobilized, he wins. He wins PA. He wins the White House. That's you. He's talking about you being part of this Zeoli Army. That was an organic thing that we never created in some corporate boardroom. It never would have worked. It was a completely organic movement. It's among the audience. And the loyalty that you have to me, that I have to you, the loyalty that he has to me, that I have to him, and the loyalty that he has to you, that you have to him. Very special. I don't know how many other radio shows in America can claim that. A lot of them were anti-Trump in 2016. They were never Trumpers. A lot of them were. I don't need to name names. You know who I'm talking about, but it's fine. I'm not, it's okay. Like, we welcome everybody to join the fold, but we were with him from day one in a way that no other radio show in the country was. And there's something very special in the fact that last night when he was worried about losing the presidency, he called into this show. It means a lot. It really does. On every level, it means a lot. And you should take that as a badge of honor. You really should. You should take that as a badge of honor. Every time you put on your Zeoli Army shirt or hat or sweatshirt, think about how Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, the 45th and 47th president of the United States of America, assuming that Harris doesn't pull a 25th Amendment and become president between now and January 21st, recognized you and the importance of you and the importance of this show and your impact on this race. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. He could have done a lot of things with his time last night. And because of the fact that I respect his time, we kept the interview to 5 minutes. Now, we made a lot of jokes about that, and it was fun because that's what we do on this show. But the truth of the matter is that I've always had the mentality with him of I respect your time. I'm going to respect your time, Mr. President. And also because I want more of it in the future. I do. And I want to make sure that the people that are around him in the White House will appreciate and appreciate the fact that we respect this time, too, because it is very valuable. And he has a tendency to go on tangents and ramble on. And, you know, then the next thing you know, it's 10 minutes later and then they're mad at me because I let him go. And they're like, you know him. Why did you do that? You teed him up. You know what he's going to do. So I didn't do that last night. And then we made a joke about it, how Matt DeSantis, and really, I do blame DeSantis because it was only 4 minutes and 44 seconds. No, I'm just saying it was still, it could have been a solid five. It was 4 minutes and, what was it, 44 seconds,
it's
I believe?
4 minutes and 39 seconds, yeah, to be exact.
I had 21 seconds, Justin. You do the math right there. I had 21 seconds with the guy that I could have had, but you blew that. But that's all right. I'll forgive you for it. It's all right. You were juggling a lot last night.
Appreciate it.
No problem. But no, but that's the truth. That's what would have happened. I would have. If I would have asked him one more thing, this is the same thing when I was in the Oval Office with him, he would have gone on a tangent. And then they would have been mad at me because they would have said to me, you know him. Why would you do that? And I would say to them, I'm sorry. And they'd be like, no, don't do that. But anyway, that's just a little inside scoop on that. I just thought it was funny that we turned it into a bit on the show. But the truth is that if I had asked him one more thing, it would have been a much longer interview, and that would have been unfair to him. He was tired. You could tell. I mean, how this guy does it at his age, he's a machine. He's a freaking machine. But he genuinely believes in what he's doing. He really does. He genuinely believes in fighting for the American people. He genuinely believes in making America great. This is not a game to him. This is real for him. It really is. It's real for him. Well, I remember in 2016, it was 2016. We were at a rally in Florida, and it was me and Ken Kersen and Jared Kushner. We were in the back of the room together, and I'm trying to hide from the cameras. And Ken looked at me and Jared, and he said, "He's a populist billionaire." And because we're watching all these working class people around him, we said, "Yeah, that's exactly it. And he's a populist billionaire." And the connection that he has with working people is something that I have never seen before. And we may never see it ever again in our politics. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, maybe J.D. Vance will be able to have that connection one day with people in a similar way. I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying, I don't know. Yet to know. But there's something very special about the connection Donald Trump has with people. And here's the secret that I think people don't understand about life. And it's this. When you feel like you're part of something, you go to the mattresses, if you're a loyal person, for the people that if they're coming after you, you go to the mattresses for them. That's why when I talk about the Zeoli Army, it means a lot because we're in this together. You know, we've always been in this together. This is a thing. This is a very special thing that we have. And the relationship that you have with Trump, something that Rush Limbaugh always used to say was only you can separate yourself from Trump. Okay, only you can do that. They can't do that to you, but they tried and they kept coming for him. And every time they did, your loyalty doubled down. And if at any point you lost that, which is okay, it's understandable. Sometimes that happens. You got it back because of all the stuff they kept doing to him. Like if at any point you were off the Trump train, so to speak, you came back on board. And that's great. And last night was one of the most probably in the history of the United States, I don't think we will ever see anything like this movement again. When he talks about his movement, and there's never been anything like it. There hasn't been anything like it. Even the liberal media was forced to acknowledge. The corporate media was forced to acknowledge that this is even in some ways bigger than Reagan in terms of a landslide, even bigger than what Reagan did in 84 in many respects. So that's where we are. And I want to say thank you. I really do. I want to say thank you for working hard, believing and trusting in me when I told you this would be a fair election, because that matters to me. It really does. I asked you to take a leap of faith and to trust that they would not be able to steal this thing, to trust that we would be able to secure this election. Take a leap of faith, wait in that line, mark that ballot, cast that vote, and you did it. And we won. So thank you for that. I really, really appreciate it. Now we can get back to saving our country. Now we can start making America great again. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. All the stuff we're going to get to enjoy together for the next 4 years, if I'm still here, obviously. And that includes the leftist media meltdowns, and there's going to be a lot of them. They're probably, you know, all of their histrionics, and there's a lot of them already today that we have for you. But we're going to have fun. The various policy proposals, it's going to be a good time. I promise you that. And you know what else is going to be a good time? We're going to celebrate next week at our Politics and Pints, me and Jimmy Failla together on stage, celebrating with you. It'll be our first chance to be together for our victory together in person. So I want you there for that, for our Politics and Pints. So go to 1210WPHG.com and get your ticket today so you don't miss out on this, because it is going to sell out. I think it's already, you know, I think we're about at almost half capacity. And I think a lot of people were waiting till after the election to buy tickets. So it's probably going to sell out very quickly. So do that today, 1210WPHG.com, to see me and Faye on stage together, hanging out. We can celebrate. We can have a drink together and a toast together to President Trump. But I mean this when I say this to you, and I've said this for a long time. This is the most loyal audience in the history of talk radio. I've never seen anything like this before. And you got a shout out last night from the President of the United States of America. Think about that. When we come back, I'll share a little bit of that with you. But I just want to say thank you. He thanks you. He appreciates it. The campaign was ecstatic last night. They were so grateful. They really were grateful that we had him call in. Grateful to us, to you, and then getting out there and voting and staying in that line and delivering him Pennsylvania and delivering him the White House. You did it. I'm proud of you. So proud. Honored, blessed, and proud. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We'll be right back. We got a lot to chat about today. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero. And I'll make out up to you, but I'd love everyone to get off the phone and run down and vote and let your ratings go to zero for an hour.
That would work for me.
I think you'd give that up. I think you'd probably say that's a good deal. But, if anybody, the people, you have a hell of an audience, by the way. But if anybody gets off the phone, we will not be angry at you, right?
Not at all. No, we got you, Mr. President. We got your back, and people are excited to vote for you. And everybody who's in line.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal. Rich.
Yes,
we
Mr. President.
That's you he's talking about. Hell of an audience. That's you, Zeoli Army. That's you. There's a guy who's an unsung hero in all this, and he's not gotten a lot of attention, but it's his birthday today, and I want to welcome him to the show by wishing him a happy birthday. He's Ted Christian. Happy birthday, brother.
Rich, it's great to be with you. I didn't realize we were going to prophesize on President Trump so early and bring your ratings down to zero. It's always good to join you, Rich. One of the OGs from Trump world, one of the original garbage. So great to join you.
Is that what we're calling ourselves now? The original garbage?
That's right.
So Ted was an early supporter of Trump back in the day. He's the reason why Trump won Pennsylvania in 16, and he's the reason why Trump won Pennsylvania last night as well. And you don't get nearly enough attention, but you work your ass off, and I just wanted to have you on the show. And Ted and I go back. When did we first become friends? It was like 2002 or something? 2002?
Yeah, I think it was 2002. Yeah,
wow. Correct. Damn. Man. And you told, and so, all right, so last night, I asked you, I said, did you know Trump called into my show? And your answer was great. What'd you say? Ted?
I'm sorry, Rich, repeat the question?
Oh, I said, when I was talking to you earlier today, and I said, did you know Trump called into my show last night? And what was your answer?
Of course, we were all listening at the time, live.
You were in the war room listening to it.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have missed it.
So describe the night for us. What was it like in the war room? And I want to get the inside feel for it.
Sure. Well, look, it's a long day, as you can imagine, troubleshooting a bunch of issues that happened in the state. Everyone from people needing rides to the polls to, you know, machines going down to, you know, there was some other drama that was happening through the day, and just making sure that everything's in order, you're turning out your vote. And of course, when the polls close, Pennsylvania is especially maddening because Philadelphia and Pittsburgh seem to come in first. So you're down 60-40 for the first hour and a half of the night, and it's sort of mind numbing. But as the night went on and the numbers started to come in, we saw some or heard of some exit polling information, and you started to see that you were performing with different entities and in different jurisdictions closer to 16 than you did in 20. It looked like it was going the right direction. Obviously, a big difference. Did much better with the mail-in ballots. We were not getting, you know, it wasn't 3 or 4 to 1 when they were coming in. And there were a bunch of groups that we just performed much better with. Latinos, independents, late breakers. You know, we did very well in the Jewish community. I know, you know, Jeff Bardos very well. He headed up that effort for us. And we did, we got to 20% in Philadelphia, which is a nice bar to reach for us. So look, the bottom line in this is it is refreshing in this day and age of algorithms and polling. Candidates still do matter. And the truth of the matter is we had the better candidate with the better message. And, you know, it's a little bit of an oversimplification. There's a lot of people on the ground who worked really hard. Our state director, Ashley Walikiewicz, she put a great team together. And it was truly a team effort. But when, you know, when you have the better candidate and the better message, it gives you a much better chance of winning. And we had a great ticket, Rich. I mean, I think you had some of the people on your show over the year. Dave McCormick was phenomenal.
Yep.
And those row offices, Stacey Garrity, who worked harder than anyone I know, was reelected for state treasurer, Tim DeFore for auditor general, and Dave Sundeck. We took back that attorney general's office, and Dave worked tirelessly.
Ted Christian's with me. And, you know, the thing about it, Ted, is that When you're dealing with a campaign and you go back to 16 and you think, or even 15 in our cases, and or very early on, I remember you were at my house. It was the 4th of July. We were making Bloody Marys. We were watching the parade, and you turned to me and you said, "You know, I'm with Trump now." This was the summer of 2015. That's how far back you were. And that's when I told you, I said, well, you know, and then we got into the whole, all the stuff about the debate prep and everything else that I was doing with Kirsten and everything. I mean, but the obstacles of battling the party and then the way the party was so united this time around and why it mattered, especially around McCormick, that he did not have to go through a primary, that everybody rallied around him and that everybody worked to ensure just a Republican sweep. That, I mean, I can't overemphasize that enough, how much the party, you know, unity mattered going into this election.
Yeah, and I think it always matters. Look, when you have differences, you know, you settle them behind the scenes. It's just like a family, and then you come out united. Even in 16, we won, and there was still a little bit of that from a tough primary, right?
Yeah.
Some of the establishment folks came along, but they came along kicking and screaming. And 20 was just such a strange year with COVID and everything that was happening in the country. But the party was very unified this time. Again, there was primary, but Donald Trump was a known entity, and I think it was, you know, I think it was a sort of a done deal that he was going to be the nominee, but still went through the process, and you look how quickly even some of his primary opponents came on board. So it really does mean a lot, and that's why it was so important to run run such a strong ticket as we had, because everybody picked the slack up for everyone out on the campaign trail.
You know, I had Linda Kearns on a lot, and I think that the effort that Linda did with PA Protect the Vote and with Whatley and Laura Trump reassuring everybody that this election was going to be fair. And, you know, I personally, Ted, I made sure not to swim in any conspiracy theories, and there were a lot of them online. I just didn't want anyone to think this was going to be rigged and stay home. And I think that that was really crucial to getting out the vote for our side.
Yeah, this group did a great job. They were out in front of stuff. And I can tell you, even yesterday when things were going down, I mean, folks had answers right away. If they didn't, they knew where to get them quickly. And it was really a professional effort. And really, Linda did a great job. Also, a lot of credit to Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump at the RNC also for putting a good team together and coming up with the funding to support it.
You told me that Trump won Passaic County, New Jersey. Now, for people that don't know Passaic County, this is a county in North Jersey. All right. This has been a solidly blue Democrat county in New Jersey. Give us the demographics of this so we understand it properly.
Sure. So Passaic County consists of the city of Passaic and the city of Patterson. What would you say, Rich? Patterson's the fourth biggest city in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it is about as diverse as you get. Big Asian community, Muslim community, Orthodox Jewish, African-American and Latino. And, you know, for those of us who don't follow Jersey politics day to day, like Rich and I used to, you know, even for us, we were expecting a big night, but that was kind of a stunner. It really says a lot about the momentum that the Trump campaign had behind him in the year that we had.
And that the Latino vote, I mean how well he outperformed even the expectations of the Latino vote is pretty stunning.
Yeah, I mean, this year, this cycle through the RNC and the Trump campaign, they put a lot of effort into the coalition building. And, you know, I mentioned the Jewish Outreach Coalition before. You know, you have to have boots on the ground and people pulling the oar every day. I think it probably helped us a little bit in the congressional district up in Allentown, Bethlehem, where Ryan McKenzie took out an incumbent. But you have to put the work in, and that's what the group did this year.
And McCormick is going to be a senator. I don't think the lesser case he has conceded yet, has he?
I don't think so. I think that everyone feels pretty good about where Dave is right now, and I fully expect to see Dave being sworn in and down in Washington in January.
Well, good job, buddy. I'm proud of you. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate how hard you worked. And I know we're overdue for dinner, so we'll make it happen. But thanks for everything you did, and I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And that's it, man. So have a great rest of your day. You probably didn't get much sleep last night, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting to watch the vice president speak at 4 o'clock so I can pass out right afterwards. Thank you for having me, Rich.
Thank you, Ted. See you, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so I'm behind as usual, but it's okay because it's going to be one of those days. We're just going to roll with it, baby. We're going to roll with it. We will take the concession speech, but we do have Chairman Michael Whatley joining us. We have Dr. Victoria Coates joining us. My prediction is she will either become the national security advisor to the president, or she will be a very high level person in the administration if she wants to be. That's my prediction. At some point, we'll have Linda Kearns come on. You know, you heard I've said it before. She deserves a freaking medal. She deserves a medal. And I said this about Scott Pressler, too. That guy, not all heroes wear capes. True. I mean, unbelievable effort. Outstanding. There's a lot of unsung heroes in this campaign. There were a lot of volunteers. If you were a poll watcher, if you did your part, every single piece matters. You know, and there's so many people involved, and I would hate to leave anybody out. But obviously, there are people that you heard on this show a lot, like Linda and Scott and Cliff Maloney and some others but there were a lot of people behind the scenes who worked really hard yesterday, and you may be one of them. You may have volunteered. You may have given up your time to do it. Whatever capacity you did it in, thank you. It matters. It really does. It matters. In every single way, it matters. All right. Listen, let me tell you about, first of all, I tell you about relationships, which is what we've been talking about the entire show. It's what the whole theme of this first hour has been, relationships, right? And that's what we're talking about here. Relationships matter. Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. The result of the relationships that Judith Krupnik has built with her customers over the years, the reason why people for decades become customers for life at Cherry Hill Volvo. You can lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. And that's something. Costco members can save even more, up to $2,000 in additional rebates at Cherry Hill Volvo. Just go see them for details. Head to the store for all the details. Judith and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you and seeing you. And, you know, stop by and say thank you. Thank you for your great support. Thank you for supporting Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and all the hosts and everything we do here. It means a lot. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter. They prove that every single day. This is a different kind of dealership experience. Trust me when I tell you that. There's never any pressure. No, they treat you the right way. I've had friends go there. They looked at a car 5-6 times, so they finally decided to buy it. But I think you'll love it. You'll love driving a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo, not only because of how they treat you, how they support us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, but also because of great cars, too, including the S-Class, which is made at their plant in South Carolina. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're coming right back. We're streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. Join the chat. Will Jimmy Matthews honor what he said he would do if Trump wins? That's the question we have. We'll talk about that straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Thank you, Sandy Kay, one of the original Zioli Army calendar girls. She tweeted out, this goes out to my favorite political guru, Rich. Sir, you were right. Take your victory lap. It is well-deserved. Hashtag Zioli Army. It's not my victory lap, Sandy. It's our victory lap. It's the Zioli Army's victory lap. President Trump called into one show last night. This show. Because of this amazing audience. This amazing audience. Of which you are part of. And I appreciate it very much. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. Join him on this Saturday. He's got his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. And it's going to be from 9 to noon at his office in St. Vincent on Riverton Road. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Come out and see him this Saturday for his Veterans Breakfast. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley will be my guest next. Look, I know that I went really long in my open, so I'm sorry this is a shorter break, but I promise you, you're going to want to stick with me. We got Harris's concession speech coming up. I got numbers for you. We got clips. We got so much, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.